This is Believe in Buckeyes. I'm Brian Browning. This is Chimdy Chekwa, the All-American quarterback. Hey, Jim, go ahead, hit him with that.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And if you have any issues with gambling, always feel free to reach out to 1-800-GAMBLER. They're 24/7 to help you out with anything you may need in that category. But yeah, Jim, this is Believe in Buckeyes. We got football to talk about. We had our spring game. The shoe was I ain't gonna say it was rocking, but it had 80,000 plus, man, national TV on Fox. It was a great atmosphere, great day to be a Buckeye and kind of just get the feel for the team. What's your thoughts? You was there with your family. Like, what's your thoughts on the feeling of the stadium and just everything? It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, so I would say this. So first off, this was my first, if I'm not mistaken, this was my first spring game that I personally attended. Like, I was in the stands for it. Brought the family out, sat in the stands. You know, I was kind of late, so kind of had to go a little higher up there in the stands. But it was fun, man. It was good to enjoy the experience. Had young kids, so they enjoyed it as well. Like you said, 80,000 fans, people were excited. So I enjoyed it. I couldn't really watch it when I was there. You know, I prefer to watch it on TV. So, of course, I recorded the game and actually went home and watched it. But I got to take it all in. So, yeah, the atmosphere was fun. And I got to connect with a lot of the players and players' families and whatnot after the game. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, man, that's always a great turnout. Myself, I caught it at home. I'm coaching soccer, man. So we had a soccer pitcher day. So it kind of messed up the timing of me actually being able to make it to the shoe. But me and my little son, we watched it. We watched every snap, watched every play. And now we get to talk about it. Obviously, now we talked about it last show. It's the spring game, right? It's the end of the grind of spring ball. We know there's scrimmages and things of that nature that take place along the way that probably is a little bit more important for competition or how you're rating your guys, how you're selecting your team. But the spring game is very important still to the fact that now you do it in front of the fans. You get some more media there. You got people criticizing your play and things of that nature. And so we have a lot to talk about. I mean, like, right, we got a lot of competition. And as we know, everyone wanted to see that quarterback position. Who was going to, I guess, first of all, hit the field first. How these guys were going to look, making plays and things of that nature. So we wanted to kind of definitely dive into Zaire and all the other competition as well. But, Jim, first off, how are you feeling? Watching that team go out there on Saturday, watching it on TV, how do you feel? Like, what was you say some highs. I don't know if you had any lows or anything like that. But what was your feel of just seeing that bunch out there, let's say, quote unquote, probably the most talented team in the country this year.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel like at this point this year compared to last year, a lot of questions are answered already. A lot of questions are answered. Even some of the areas where there's still some question mark, you know, it's not like unknown. It's more like we got two potential real options. But I think coming out of that, you know, one high is the defense is legit. They were legit last year. They're even better this year in terms of the starters and the level of depth behind the starters, high-level defense in all three areas. Offensively, man, I just, you know, just bringing in Chip Kelly and having him command that offense and still having Ryan Day as that CEO-type leader, the offense to me just felt better. It felt smoother. And that feel – I think carries in to the spring and they continue to build off of it. So, I mean, I think the highs on both sides and just the energy around Ohio State and this team with the talent, man, it's just high level.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I think both sides of the ball, like you see the talent, you see the experience. You see the competition, and you see the guys know what they're doing. Like, you just see a lot of the sound football on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. So definitely looking forward to the fall to kind of continue grooming, to kind of continue to kind of grow some depth, right? If you're not a starter, for some of those younger guys to kind of continue to learn Ohio State football and growing from there. I don't have a low. But I will say I would like to see seeing some more special team stuff, like just some live action stuff, just kind of seeing guys go through the motion, and just because that's just me being greedy. I don't know if you even do that in a spring ball situation, but if I had something to say, I guess I would have liked to see a little bit more there. But let's get into these quarterbacks, man. So obviously Will Howard, he gets I'm gonna say the start. I mean, I don't think it really was, you know, that type of situation, but he was the first quarterback onto the field. One versus ones for Ohio State. He did some things. What did you think of your first chance of seeing Will Howard out there leading our offense? And so I guess some positives, some negatives, and things of that nature.
Yeah, I don't think anything in my mind has changed for Will Howard. I think coming in, first of all, I've seen Will Howard play a lot of football, right, already at Kansas State. So I wasn't really expecting a ton, you know, in terms of the spring game. I think for me, the spring game is more for the twos and the threes, those guys who don't have a ton of game experience, how to get a chance to be in front of the fans, be in front of being Ohio Stadium, and be able to start to build some of that experience so they have something to pull from when they do go live reps against another team. Except Will Howard, this is his first time playing in Ohio Stadium as well. In front of 80,000 plus fans. So, you know, that is beneficial for him as well. But, you know, from what I saw from him, I thought he was solid. The offense moved well. He had some good throws. He moved well in the pocket. Not too different than how he's played the last few years. The one thing to monitor for Will, for me, is his ability to push the ball downfield. Like, can he continue to throw those passes, 15, 20 yards, 30 yards, deep balls, et cetera? We didn't see a lot of it at Kansas State. I haven't seen a lot of it at practice. Now, I haven't been to a lot of the practices either. And I didn't see a ton of it in the spring game, but he also didn't have a ton of throws in the spring game either. He had a couple good plays, downfield plays, but it wasn't like really explosive, deep ball type plays. And different than Kansas State, Ohio State has the receivers to throw the deep ball to. So that's not, you know, I got the built-in excuse for him right now, saying that he didn't have that level of talent to be able to separate and do that. But he does not. So, you know, that's got to be an element of the game. That's something that Ohio State thrives on, is those explosive plays. And the one avenue for Devin Bowles Brown, to come in and potentially win out at that position, I think it's an uphill battle to get there before the season starts. But, you know, during the season, if we aren't pushing the ball downfield, if we aren't taking advantage of some of those guys on the edges, and Devin Brown seems ready to step in, that might be an opportunity for him to make a run.
Yeah. I would say overall, Will Howard, Devin Brown, if either one of them was to start, if Dave was like, look, I just have to pick a starter right now, I'm going with this guy. I don't think we you know, after Saturday's performance, I don't think there's an easy way to kind of, you know, be really cautious. I think both those guys look very comfortable. Both those guys move well. And I would say I hate to talk about stats in the spring game, but stats for the spring game, I would say Devin Brown probably had the best stats for the quarterbacks in the spring game with the touchdown throw and things of that nature. I think that's kind of maybe against like the second defense that throw. But I mean, he looked just very comfortable. He looked very explosive. He moved around well. Obviously, the quarterbacks are not loud. They're not getting tackled in the spring game situation. But I feel like he has some opportunities to make some plays with his feet as well. And just both guys look like they understood the offense. They understood where to go with the ball and how to play it from that nature. Devin Brown, I would say it seems that he has more of an explosive arm, right? Like you just stated, like he probably will be likely more able to get the ball downfield to our wide receivers. But I think they show well. I think that competition definitely will have to go into the fall, because I feel like Devin Brown is doing enough. Obviously, I think everyone would say that, you know, we brought Will Howard in for a reason, for him to be that guy. But Devin Brown is doing everything he can to kind of keep things muddy, keep his name you know, in that competition and keep his, you know, give himself a chance or a shot at winning that position. Julian Sayin, right? It's funny. He's a, like, as we were saying before the show, like our high school, one of our high school seniors that's on the team, Julian Sayin's out there playing quarterback. And obviously we've been hearing a lot of great things about him throughout the spring. What did you see from him in his play? And any highs, lows, or anything like that you want to say regarding his performance on Saturday?
Yeah, so saying, like you mentioned, he's a high school senior, right? I don't know if he went to prom or if he's going to prom, but these are the things that high school seniors are doing, graduating, et cetera. But instead, he's playing in front of 80,000 fans in Ohio State spring game. He was a bit inconsistent. I like him a lot. I saw him at practice. I see how he can throw the ball, quick release. Has a kind of a good feel for the game. But it's different when you line up in front of 80,000, 50,000, I don't care, 35,000 fans, and you're going against a defense that's giving you different looks, et cetera. That's different in practice. It's different in practice, and he felt that. You know, I credit Saiyan for, you know, he went out there and he tried to make some plays. He tried to make some throws. And the reality is, against a good defense like the Ohio State defense, I don't care if it's the ones or the twos, they're going to make some plays too. So I think this is a good game for him to learn from. I thought overall, being a guy who's literally a high school senior coming in as a quarterback position in front of 80,000 in the spring game, I thought he played well. I thought he played well overall considering where he's at. And I think that the idea that he's in the mix in terms of who's going to start is not reality. I mean, this guy still needs to feel feel what it feels like to try to throw that deep over route against a fast defense who could close quick, right? When a guy goes and picks him off. Like, he has to feel that. And I think that's going to allow him to continue to improve. And he has a bright future, man. So I thought he played well. I thought Aaron Nolan also went out there and played pretty well as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, Coach Day has stated that, you know, right now Julian Sayin is still in the mix for the starter come the fall. And just, I mean, it's fine enough to say, but I just don't really believe it. He is a high school senior, so he'll be a true freshman this fall. And, you know, some of those things kind of showed out. I do see the talent. I mean, the timing of things, they kind of say, like, you know, in practice, he's probably, he's been doing a really good job at, like, you know, moving the offense, getting first downs, and obviously first downs lead to touchdowns. And you see that, making quick decisions early out there, just hitting the check down. Back foot hits, check downs open, boom, ball goes to the check down. And making this kind of short pass and things of that nature, I think he kind of, you know, got a little bit over his head when trying to make some of those bigger throws. That's when you're seeing the interception and more balls downfield. But, you know, in a Chip Kelly offense where it's going to be a lot of screens, a lot of RPO type of situations, you can see how exactly a guy like that could just kind of fit in and blood just due to his accuracy and his ability to just kind of figure out where the ball is going, make a quick decision, and kind of get the ball's ear. So, obviously, like, that's my thoughts on saying. Obviously, we got to talk about Air. Air Nolan didn't play much until really the second half. He's our other high school senior that's on the team playing quarterback. What's your thoughts on Air? I know you felt like, you know, watching him live that you was pretty impressed about his performance. Can you just tell the people, I guess, what you've seen in person? And I guess I can kind of say what I saw for him as well to say that, you know, he's definitely a player, for sure.
Yeah, I thought Aaron Nolan had a great day. And you consider he didn't participate in all the practices. I know the practice I went, he wasn't there. I don't know if he was hurt or whatever. So he hasn't gotten the same level of reps as the other guys. And I mean, it's a spring game. Obviously, it's not a real game, but it feels like a real game in front of 80,000. And as a guy who's not even, like we mentioned, he's pretty much a high school senior, to come out there, he had a lot of poise. He stood in the pocket with a lot of confidence, and he made really good decisions. And when I compare the two freshmen, Saiyan and Aaron Nolan, as a passer on there, take the defense off the field, have guys run routes and throw it, I'm a little bit more impressed with Saiyan. But when I compare them in that game, I was more impressed with Air and his ability to make the right decisions, throw very accurate passes, and throw them on time. The timing is a very important part when it comes to playing quarterback, because a lot of those passes that get picked off or inaccurate because a quarterback hesitates or doesn't see it fast enough or doesn't make that decision quick enough. And that's what impacts it. So no matter how accurate or how good you throw the ball, you throw it late, it's inaccurate, right? And I thought he did a good job of throwing those passes on time, making good decisions, and running a little bit too. I thought we saw a little bit of that from him as well.
Yeah, same. I think I didn't, you know, watching, seeing clips from high school, Eric didn't really, you didn't see him running that much, right? You're looking at like big throws downfield. But getting to see him on Saturday, like, you know, he does have some athletic ability that he can actually pulls the ball and run it. Obviously, Chip Kelly's going to run a lot of RPO, a lot of run pass options type of situation. So to kind of see that athletic ability from him kind of was pretty impressive. Once again, he did, the Mamba didn't look too big for him. You know, it looked like he knew, you know, he did his studying. He knew exactly what he was trying to do out there on the field. A lot of reading. I think he had to run the ball, I don't know, 5-6 times. And those runs really translated to a game situation. Like, that was a real situation. Those were positive plays that he was making. So it was good to see. All right, because obviously you kind of, you know, we just haven't got to see him that much here in the spring. Was really looking forward for him coming in onto campus. And to kind of go out there and see that he actually is capable at playing that quarterback position, especially at such a young age, was just a kind of good thing to see.
And one thing I really loved about his performance was he hasn't been talked about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the moment that Julian Sain decided to enter the transfer portal, we haven't talked about Aaron Nolan. Like, the social media world hasn't talked about Aaron Nolan and his ability to just walk out there and say, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm improving myself. I'm not really, you know what I'm saying? Because at this point, neither one of them are ready, right? So there's a race to get to the point where you're ready. And even if one is winning now, it doesn't matter. Because on the sideline, you're both on the sideline at the end of the day. And the reality is, that race is going to be at a different pace. But once you develop to who you're going to be, that's the real competition right there. And I think he's starting at a good position. And, you know, he's being able to go out there and do well at the spring game. This gives you confidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, now he's going to be confident in his ability to do this. And that's why I think this spring game is really for those guys to be able to go out there in a real game environment, be able to perform, and bank that, you know, good game to know that I can do it. And for those guys who struggle, to be able to look at what they struggled at and say, look, I really need to improve here and there. So shout out to Aaron Nolan for the game, for sure.
Yeah, and we don't want to forget Lincoln. Like, Lincoln, he's the fifth quarterback that was out there for Ohio State. And to be honest, stat-wise, for a practice, he didn't have the best of days, I would say. But he definitely looked athletic. He looked explosive. He definitely was moving around well. Just got a little bit risky with a couple of passes, so they got picked off. But obviously, he would learn from that situation. Cause, I mean, we just still got to remember, this is his first spring, right? He just got one season under his belt. This is his first spring at Ohio State, so we'll continue to watch him and see how things develop with him. I mean, but it was other competition out there. We spent a lot of time here on quarterback. But we got to talk quickly about that. I want to talk about the offensive line. Obviously, there's essentially, this competition, heavy competition, we thought for the center and our right guard position. From the spring game, it looks like really the competition is really just at that right guard position. And we spoke about it last show that, you know, competition is good. You know, we want guys to compete and, you know, get better at things of that nature. But on the offensive line, after last year's performance and so much, let's say, not knowing what's going on, not being on the same page, it looked like, we wanted to cut the competition. We want to start in five on the offensive line, pick some guys to kind of go forward, and that's the unit that we're rolling with. And I feel like Carson Hisman is that guy. We brought in Seth McLaughlin out of Alabama to play that center position after we played for them, and we didn't know, you know, beginning of spring, it was like, okay, Carson is starting, and then Seth kind of coming in with the tools. And obviously, you know, once we kind of went live, ones versus ones, we have Carson Hisman at right guard, Seth McLaughlin at center. And in my opinion, that's the best unit to kind of move forward here going into the fall. I know you're not an O-line guy, but do you have any thoughts on just kind of plugging in that in, making that the decision and going forward with there?
Yeah, so I mean, you know how I feel about the offensive line. At this point, pretty much every position, maybe tight end, maybe not so much, but pretty much at every position, we got explosive players, right? And we got quarterbacks we just talked about who can get it done. And the only thing that can disrupt that is not having an offensive line that can protect the quarterback or move guys off the line and open up those lanes for our running back. And I agree with what you said. I mean, I think we need to lock in that right side of the offensive line. I think we have the guys. Listen, I think they brought Seth in for a reason, right? I think they brought him in for a reason. We could talk about the competition. Guys got to compete or whatever. When they get back into the coach's room, they brought the guy in for a reason. He's going to be the starting center. Hintzman has shown enough to be the guy who could start at the right guard position. Fryer, we want him to continue to improve. He's going to be the right tackle. And these guys are locked in. Let's get some cohesiveness and make sure the operation is strong. Everybody knows what they're doing. I mean, I feel good about the offensive line. I know people are still questioning the O-line. I feel good if they can lock in guys and we can move forward. And the only consideration at this point to me is who is the depth? Who is the second level? Who's the second right guard? Who's the second tackle? Who's a guy that comes in and maybe could fill in at a guard or fill in at either one of those tackle positions? To me, that is the question moving forward. And it's not really a competition continuing at right guard.
Yeah, I agree. I think you know, the media was trying to give Hintzman a little trouble after the game, but I watched it myself. He looks natural. He looks like a guard. He's 6'5", over 300 pounds. He got the most playing experience, in my opinion. Like, let's plug it in and go from there. But there's also a lot of competition some competition at tight end, right? Obviously, last year we lost a great tight end, and so now we're looking more for G. Scott. And Jelani Thurman, I'm sorry, to kind of step in into that role. They was the first two tight ends into the game, into the scrimmage. And funny enough, the first play of the game is Chip Kelly does a shout out to Woody Hayes. He ran like that wing look, and they kind of spin into place and look a little fancy, look funny. But on that play, the tight ends had to block defensive ends. And we're saying, if it's one thing about our tight ends, you know, they have always shown the ability to kind of make plays and pass the situations. But we need more them just kind of lining up, pinning their hand on the ground and being able to win blocks and get onto guys and hold on. And I would say, I mean, obviously we just got a very small sample size, but just Lanny Tower was at the point of attack against JT. And he won that block. He was able to screen him inside and we got outside and was able to kind of have a successful play from there. So it was good to see that our tight ends, out there competing a little bit. G did get injured in the game, things you don't want to see in spring ball. But we had a transfer break come in as well. Did you catch the tight ends at all? Did they kind of anybody flash a little bit or anything of that nature? Or was it just more or less like it's good to see that they're out there participating and mixing it up? Yeah, I
mean, it was part of it, right? It was part of it. There wasn't, I didn't think they had a bad day. There was caught some passes, made some plays overall. I don't today see tight end as this big time position for us right now. You know, guys can still emerge and be explosive players, but their ability to go out there, make the right block, hold that block, right? As defense, we expect defensive ends to destroy tight. We expect, but for them to go out there and be able to hold those blocks, I mean, that's going to be key, right? That's key. And what we saw last year, and it wasn't just a tight end; it was across the offensive line, guys not blocking the right guy or somebody coming free. That's going to be the biggest thing is them as a unit, having those guys be able to develop and know who they have and be able to execute collectively. Mm-hmm. So I saw that, which,
yeah.
Sure, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I take it. So, I mean, we don't have a lot of time left on the show, but we got to do a couple shout outs. We got to shout out our running backs. They're going to have a lot of rushing yards this year. Henderson, Judkins look well. They look strong. Judkins look more shifty than I thought he was. Very strong runner. Henderson is still fast. It was good to see some of those true freshmen get some carries. Sam Williams Dixon had a touchdown in the game. He looked he's a local guy from Pickerton, Ohio. So he looked pretty like he kind of fit the bar. He looked like a college running back to me. Obviously, he's another guy that's a technically a senior in high school. But real quick, shout out your DBs. Man, I mean, I think we know they was good last year. And this year, we're expecting them to be even better. Shout out your DBs, what you saw in coverage and their playmaking ability this Saturday. Let you know it's going to be a very special season.
Yeah, so this is where, you know, this is why I truly enjoyed the entire weekend. Because, you know, honestly, I think the strongest position, this might sound crazy to everybody. We got a lot of top, great receivers, probably the two top running backs in college football, on and on and on. The strongest position to me is at the cornerback position. It's at the cornerback position, man. And, you know, all through social media, we saw all the one-handed catches from receivers. And we saw some one-handed catches in the game as well. Buka, I think he had two, maybe. Yeah. All the great catches. This is my call for all social media and media people who record practices. Post the DB winning. Like, post the cornerbacks winning. Because at practice, you know, where everything's controlled and where everything is scripted and we're going third down, third and 10, third and 6, third and 5, whatever, and the offense gets a little bit of rhythm and they figure out practice, there's going to be some great plays. I didn't see those one-handed touchdown catches in the spring game. I'm just saying, listen, these guys came out there. I thought they had a great day. Safeties, too. Shout out to Jalen McClain. I think we find another great young safety out there. I think he might be he might have a real chance of being that third safety just coming in as a freshman. But the cornerbacks, man, Davidson, he just makes me, like, I got a lot of pain from playing football injured for a long time. So I have no interest in suiting up again, right? I have no interest. The only time I get the juices flowing a little bit and feel like strapping up the helmets and putting on shoulder pads is when I see Davidson go make a play and he just be so turnt. Like the energy, I could feel the energy. Yeah, in the stadium, watching on TV, I could feel the energy. And I just think our cornerbacks, you know, I love it. I think we have a foundation from the defensive backs all the way down. I think we're strongest at the DB, and it gives the defensive coordinator so much flexibility to get whatever he needs to get done. We need to stop the run, let's send extra guys. If we need to go blitz, let's send the extra guys. So I'm excited, man. I think Ohio State has a top defense in the nation, and I think it starts with being able to keep the top on the defense, and I think we have the guys in the defensive backfield to do so.
Yeah, and I had to go. I mean, they attacked Davidson early, and it's like he won everyone. I mean, it was just like, I mean, he's pushing guys out of bounds. Like, they didn't even have a shot. So, I mean, just real quick before we end the show, we just got to say the name that Jeremiah Smith did participate Saturday. Maybe the biggest name in media. Everyone was kind of waiting for him to make a circus catch. We didn't get it, but you did get to see his stature. You did get to see his presence. He did have some catches and things like that out there, and they definitely took some shots with him. He would be the special player that we all expected him to be. But that's our show for today. Once again, this show is always brought to you by Bet Online. Follow us on all the platforms, all the podcast platforms, also on YouTube as well. We'd like to end all our shows with an OH.
Ayo.
Go Bucks. Go Bucks. And now it'll get a little interesting, right? Now the spring is over. Talk about some fun stuff. Catch you next time.